Morning. Welcome to The Naked Englishman. It's the 7th, I think. Yesterday was the 6th, wasn't it? Of August 2025. It's about 6:30 this morning. Cup of coffee at the ready. Looking at the sun shine. It's not there. There's a little bit of light coming through some cloud, but yesterday evening, oh my goodness, that was a nice manufactured cloud. But the day was pretty good. So sometimes I just wonder why they bother with the manufactured cloud at night time. I presume there is a reason. Is it supposed to stay for the following day? Is it supposed to block out the sun at night time? Who knows? Anyway, that's what it was. Cheers, I've got a cup of coffee going here. Ah, and that's very nice and very tasty, and thank you very much. I've just had a chair drop on my toe, only clipped it. We've got these fold-up chairs in the kitchen. I was making a cup of coffee. The cat was dancing about saying, feed me, and you know how the cats rub against your legs. Well, I have actually already fed him. He wanted treats and didn't want proper healthy food. So I was resisting the temptation to do that. And this fold-up chair, I clipped with my foot firstly, and it came crashing down. As I moved back, it clipped again on my toe, sort of like a ruler rasping on your toe. And the cat fortunately ran out. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. The cat ran out the door, which was still open. Excuse me again. Letting fresh air in. And by that time, I'd made my coffee and fled the kitchen. So he could no more beg for treats and rub himself against my leg. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not saying I don't enjoy the cat's loving demand to say, oh, can I have some of this, can I have some of that? But he is constantly on the go for treats. And the reason is there is a lady down the lane who constantly feeds him treats. And we say to her, please don't, but she has got a bit of dementia. She's an old lady and forgetful. And we say, please don't give her any treats. And she still does. And a big pile of them, and it's very difficult. So yeah, that's why the cat's got this a sweet tooth, as it were, and it's a problem. But like all problems, it will be resolved. She will either die, the cat will either die, or I will either die, and it will no longer be an issue. It's somewhat bleak. Resolution, but anyway, she may stop, she may forget to go and feed the cat. I suppose that would be the best one, that she has other interests. Anyway, there we go. Yesterday I managed to go through two chapters in my book. We're very close to the end of that. I know people must be sick of me saying, oh, I'm working on my book. It's just such a long process. Had to go out in the afternoon, so I could only work on it in the morning. Saw our friend Ed. It was very nice to see Ed, and he had acquired, not quite sure where, a ball joint for my van. Now, I've got the back plate. When I bought the van, it already had a back plate for a tow bar. All it needed was the actual ball joint bit. You know, the bit that looks like a penis. And the bolts to secure it. And he said to me, can I come and see you? I said, yeah, of course. I've got it. This ball joint. This great big lump of metal. And I said, you're very welcome. So he came over. He said, I need to check that it's the right one for the back plate, and that I've got the right bolts I bought two sets, but I can take one back. Anyway, turns out it fits perfectly. He said, but what I need is my proper torque wrench. I haven't got that here because he's sort of in between houses, really. He said, but next time I come round, I'll fix it on for you properly. I said, oh, that's brilliant. So that was really kind. I said, how much do you want for it? He said, no, it's a gift. What a lovely man. What a lovely man. So, yeah, so he's going to do that. And if it, and not that we need it at the moment, but the reason for having that is, well, so I can tow something. We were thinking about when we're on our land, we're going to need probably a trailer. Trailer for sale or rent, ba-bum, ba-bum. Rooms to let, 50 cents. Something like that, isn't it? Yeah, we're going to need a trailer because we may go and pick things up from places and like horse manure. And I don't want to put that in the van, you see. No. It doesn't matter even if it comes in nice bags. But if there's somewhere local that's got some horse manure and we know somebody at the farm shop who's got a horse and they don't inject it and do all that, they look after them very carefully. So a bit of horse manure would be useful to be turned into and part of our compost, you see, for growing. And so we need to get it over there. So a small trailer would be the perfect thing. And any other, you know, bits of building materials or any rubble that we need or hard standing for various things or whatever would be grand to have that. So the fact that Ed found it, and I don't know where he found it, but it looks brand new. So that was really kind. Thank you, Ed. That was really nice. And it was nice to see him. So Julia was here. So we cooked, I was going to say we cooked him a meal. We didn't actually cook him a meal. We cooked ourselves a meal. That was, it's difficult to explain. But anyway, we all had a cup of coffee and cake. Let's put it that way. And we were all happy. Because Ed was off somewhere else. He was off to his mum's to look after her and do some shopping and cooking and various things. So that's, yeah. So anyway, I managed to explain that without sounding cruel, that we cooked a meal and he wasn't invited, especially as he'd made, given us a gift. So that was that. So that was yesterday. Today, we were going to go to the farm shop today, which normally do on a Thursday, but we're not going there today. I may have to go there tomorrow because I'm running out of supplies. But Julia's taking her kids down to her mum's, and we're away at the weekend, and it's Joe's birthday at the weekend as well. So we've got sort of complicated shenanigans going over at the weekend. It's the Gert Dog Festival, and I've got to do some talks at some point over that. I need to check the times, and then we're hot-footing it back for Joe's birthday. It's funny, we get invited to all these wonderful events, but we never really get a chance these days to stay for the whole hog. In the early days of all of this, we weren't quite so busy, and we could stay and enjoy the whole thing. Now, we fly in, fly out. But it's not because mostly it's because of the children or the fact that Julia's got to get back for the children, which is just, that's life, isn't it? But sometimes it would be nice to be able to chill out and not have to run back. But then Julia's a mother, you see. They're not my children, obviously, but she can't get back if we were only going in one car, and I don't want her to have to leave and then, you know, me chilling out while she's struggling to look after the kiddywinks. Anyway, 'tis what it is. And then we'll be back next week. I've got the van going in for a service, and I've got a delivery. And also, I have got a delivery which may or may not come today. I'm hoping it does come today. So being in today, I'm hoping I can really rock through this book and get that sorted. It's pretty close now, so I really want it done by the end of this week. That was my target. Oops, I've just spilt coffee all over me. And it's shave day and bath day this morning. That's what it is. I meant to have a bath last night, but I'll have a quick bath this morning. And have a good shave, make myself presentable, and get a video up and running. I did have a theme for a video. Seems to have escaped me. It may have been something that somebody suggested in an email. Sometimes that happens. Or sometimes I have this idea and then it disappears. Typical, isn't it? Now, yesterday I kept you talking for like half an hour. What was I talking about? Oh, that book. And what a lovely book it was. So I won't do that this time. I daren't pull a book off the shelf and do that. I probably need to do another order of some tobacco, actually, because that's another thing I'm running out of. So there is that as well. I need to make some bread. I'm going to make some bread. Got back into making bread, and I'm getting kind of successful with it, but I'm making very small loaves because it's only me. So I take the ingredients that or the measurements or the quantities, I suppose is a better word, of the recipe that I've got, which comes from another very good book. Dare I pull it off the shelf? No. But it is a fantastic book, and it does all sorts of bread in it. It shows you all sorts of different bread. But funnily enough, it's the very basic recipe, is the one I've come back to try. And it's very simple and quick. As long as you've got the Essie on, and your yeast is relatively fresh, even the dried, you know, the dried yeast, that's the thing that is the important part. And so I shall make some bread. So yes, every time I've been doing that, it's been very successful, which has been lovely. So yes, so it's a sort of full-on task, but that's nice to have things, you know, sitting at the computer. I don't like sitting at the computer for any length of time because it's a screen and I've only got one eye, and it, you know, makes it blurry and all of that, and I like to move about a bit. So I can read like one or two chapters, move away, do something different, make bread, let that rise, go back, read some more, and then get up, you know, light the Essie, plonk it in, all of that. So that's the way to do it. So there we go. Anyway, 13 minutes in. I think that's a respectable distance of time. We'll update you on everything else probably tomorrow, which is Friday, end of the week. And then we're off to the... Well, be away at the weekend. So, although we'll be back Sunday, I think. Anyway, it's all a bit vague. I know we go down. Oh, dear, excuse me. I was very tired this morning. Anyway, take care. Nice to talk to you. And toodle-pip.